Hey girl, hey! Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal. On my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part. Or until you want a divorce. Totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me. You like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out. And this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. On this podcast, we have influencers, we have tastemakers, we have celebrities, Bravo celebrities. Yes, I have a quarter category just for them. And today, I don't know, I have on, I'm going to say a tastemaker and an influencer and a star on the rise, Chris Burns.
Hi.
Hey boy, hey.
What's up?
Also known as, I mean, many things, but mostly at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
What a fucking handle.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it's the best move I've ever made.
Well, the second best move is your website.
Oh, thank
which
you.
Is?
Which is chrisburnsisastar.com.
And what lives there?
So I have all of my videos, my Betches videos and other videos that I've done in the past. And I made it myself and it's terrible. But if you go to it, you'll see the headline is better at comedy than making websites. Because I was like, this is like not whatever. It was so bad. I actually had a friend text me and be like, I went to your website and I think it's not working on mobile. And I was like, nope, that's what it's supposed to look like. Thanks.
It's working.
It's working just fine.
Okay. So you are, I mean, if you don't know who Chris is, get with the fucking program. But I met you through the world that is Betches.
Yes.
And I was, I had the honor of being a guest on your podcast, which is called Everyone's Gay.
Yes.
And you can follow them at Everyone's Gay. You guys, it's not at yes. Everyone's Gay Pod anymore.
No, we
who'd you have to
it.
Kill to get it?
So co-host Brian Russell Smith,
yes,
he fought over, I don't know what he did to get it. I don't know. He's like the guy from Fyre Festival and I'm living for it. But we did get the
Billy.
Everyone's Gay. Is that his name? I'm like, love, I live for him. I just watched the thing and I was also like, who brushes their teeth and showers when you're like, oh, I guess I have to go get fat now. I'm like, you wanted to, girl.
Right?
You were like, I've been stuck on this island for fucking 6 months. I'm ready. But yeah, so it's just at Everyone's Gay.
Okay. And so I came on your show. It was really amazing. I actually, just recently, you guys screenshotted like a, I don't know, a DM, an email, something.
Oh, yeah.
Of somebody who said that they, your podcast really helped them come out. And we, what was our podcast called that day with you? It was called Late in Life
Lesbian.
It's never
too late to come out, I think. I think that's what it was.
And she was like, it inspired me to come out, which was so nice.
Yeah. Meanwhile, this woman's like left her kids and husband.
You can do anything as long as you're gay.
We've gotten a lot of comments actually about your episode. People
shut
love
up.
You. Yeah.
Oh, mate, tell me more about
we've
me.
We've had people being like, who's the girl with the kind of raspy voice? She was like my favorite. Yeah, we've gotten.
Okay, and more?
A lot. My cousin. So I didn't even know you were gay because I know who you
me
were.
Me neither, honey.
From the you know, the world that
oh, wait,
we
no, no. Elaborate. You knew me from.
I knew you from like Hannah Burner.
Yes.
And the whole. We actually met at a party, I think. But I also knew who you were because my cousin always will talk about you.
How's your cousin know me?
She has listened to you since like before you went on your own.
So she was like a serious person.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She, I like, love that. Hey girl, yeah. Hey.
She's definitely listening right now.
Wait, is she the best? Tell me all about her. What's
she's
her name?
She's the best. Her name's Caitlin.
Hey Caitlin.
She's literally probably in her car right now and she's like, I am in my car. I like her. But she is from, we grew up like close to each other outside of Albany, but she lives in Hoboken now. So when like it's a holiday or our Nana dies, we drive back together.
Or our Nana dies.
I mean, she did, so it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It can't happen again. No, it actually happened like the weekend before Hurricane Sandy because we had driven up for it and then we were coming back down and both of our parents were like, it's supposed to be a hurricane. Like you guys should just stay up here.
And
we were both like, I have to go to work, like, whatever. So we were driving down. I was like, this doesn't even seem like a hurricane. Things are fine. My apartment was completely fine. I never lost power.
Where were you, in Brooklyn?
At the time, I was, yes. I was like right on the border of
Brooklyn. That was when everybody was like, we're moving to fucking Brooklyn.
Well, I actually was in a sublet at the time. So I had only been living here for like 2 months when Hurricane Sandy hit. And I was supposed to move out of my sublet the day of the hurricane. So I was like, I have to get my shit. I have to like move into a different apartment.
Stop.
Because the girl who I was subletting from was coming back. And the kid that lived there was like, you can totally stay. Like, she's not going to come because of the hurricane. You can stay until you need to. But my mom, my dad, my sister, her two newborns, and I was like, I'm just going to fucking chance it. And I like,
you like
put all my shit
raft.
In a garbage bag and got in a cab. I was like, take me to Queens and hoped for power because my roommate there was in Italy. And so there was no one to even text to be.
Did you ride out the storm alone?
So I got there the day after and it was the best week of my life because I had power. I had everything I needed.
But
I
nobody
didn't
expected
have work.
You to do anything.
But her apartment was like completely flooded and she had to go back up the next day.
Oh my God. I had to stay with my in-laws, ex-in-laws now at the time.
Were you living
here? I was literally like, I'd rather be on a raft in the middle of the ocean.
That's I'm like, we were just home for the 3 days for my Nana's funeral and stuff. Oh. And I was like, I have to go back.
Okay. So you're from, so I want to get like your whole story start to finish. Like, did you always know this is what you wanted? I want to also talk about the future and what's in store, let's start at the very beginning. So Chris Burns was born.
I was born on a Sunday morning. No, I was born on April 27th, 1990. And
fuck you.
Thank you. I was born outside of Albany, and that's where I've always grown up.
So I went to school in Ithaca, so I like get upstate New York.
So I'm from a town called Latham.
Latham.
It's, you know.
Is it near Homer?
No, I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I went to like a Mowdown festival in college, and I was like, oh my God, a town's called Homer.
I mean, I've been to Ithaca.
Yeah.
But it's all the same.
I know. I do love upstate New York, though. I have like secret fantasies of becoming a professor and going back and teaching, like living the upstate life.
See, I always am like, should I think I would thrive if I moved home, but then I'll be home for like 3 days. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. And then I went to SUNY Oneonta.
Oh my God. Yes. Drove by it all the time.
School of the elite, you know, or as they call it, Stonyonta.
Oh, really? Is that when
is the nickname?
Is that when you,
I didn't actually start smoking weed until I moved here.
You know, that is so, I always find it so crazy when people like never drank or smoked weed or did whatever until they were like way later in life. It's like,
yeah, no,
you
I
made
drank
it over
from
the college
like very
hump.
Young. My best friend growing up's family opened a liquor store when we were in seventh grade.
Sweet.
And she lived next door.
Double sweet.
So like my parents like didn't care if I was over there because it was next door, but her parents were always at work. But then her garage was loaded with like I at 13 was drinking Box White Zinfandel like with my friend watching literally like Sex in the City.
You fancy,
like,
huh?
I like wanted to be her mom like so badly. And now it's the biggest liquor store in the state.
Oh,
and it's also upstate.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's 40,000 square feet. It looks like a fucking Target. Truly. I worked there for like 3 years.
Oh my God, can they sponsor an event that I'm doing with
probably
wine?
Like literally. No, probably like you could probably go there. They've had NFL players come to the store to
stop.
Like sign autographs.
Stop.
And there's like lines outside the door.
I'll do a live show there if they give me fucking free cases.
It's
on
so wild. I love for Sancerre too.
Oh my God, yes. We're drinking Prosecco right now. By the way, welcome to my virgin podcast with my own podcast equipment.
I know.
In my home.
It's lovely.
This is the first Taste of Taylor I've done in my home.
I love it here.
I thought you would.
It's like perfect.
You like the bathroom.
I live for the bathroom. I walked into the bathroom and literally screamed. Thought I was at the Standard Hotel.
Oh, yes. So the guy who designed the Standard, he's the guy who designed this building.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm an architect.
So you're living upstate and you're just like, okay, so let's talk about first things first, the most important thing. When did you realize you were gay?
Oh, so I didn't come out until I was 21.
Shut up.
Yeah. And it was at an Outback Steakhouse in a strip mall.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah. Did everybody know?
Did you always talk like this?
No. Well, I did, but I didn't. I wasn't like, yes, girl. Like, I think I definitely have gotten much quote unquote gayer than I was.
Because I would just say, I mean, just even from like having a conversation with you, I mean, obviously you're gay. And that's everyone knows. That is a fabulous compliment.
I'm like sitting here with my nails like glistening gold. But
I know your nail beds are so much better than mine. Mine suck.
Thank you so much. Well, they're very thin because I pull shit off of them all the time.
What kind of nail polish is that?
It's called Live Love Polish or something. They really sent it pretty. To me on Insta. Thank you.
So you didn't come until you're 21. Yeah. So when did you know?
I think I always obviously was like something. This is the real tea. I remember that show. Do you remember the show? It was on VH1. And it was like a reality show. Like Janice Dickinson was on it and Omarosa.
Yes.
What was it called?
What the fuck was I know. It was like Big Brother VH1.
Yeah.
I know. And Flav was on it. And it was just so fucking crazy.
And Marcus Schenkenberg, the former male model, was on it. Inexplicably, no idea who he was.
I still got nothing.
But he was like so hot. And he looks like Fabio. Like now I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Like the
were
long
you doing?
Blonde hair and everything.
No, he had like long dark hair. That was the only difference.
So brunette Fabio.
And I remember like looking him up online in the middle of the night on my family computer and stuff.
And
there was like a series of Marcus Schenkenberg wet, and it's like him and waterfalls and stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
And then I started Googling Marcus Schenkenberg wet. So I guess
what age was that?
I was probably like 14, but I remember being like, I'm not gay. I'm just like, I'm different.
Oh, I'm like, love you.
I never, because
when
I didn't
you say
know,
different, what were you like? I just am like asexual, or I don't like girls like that, or maybe none of these upstate bitches are good enough for me.
No, like, because I would pretend to have crushes on girls. I mean, now I'm like, I was pretending.
Right.
Back then.
But did you really, were you truthing back then in your mind?
In my mind, I was.
This is the thing. I feel like everybody, and I do think that you are definitely born with a proclivity to being bisexual or gay or straight or whatever. So I don't want to like go against that theory because like that's like our community's thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do think that everyone just assumes that you like know that you're gay. And it's like,
it was like confusing for
like that.
15 years. Because there was this one girl that I was very close friends with who, like, it's a whole thing, but there was, everyone thought I was in love with her. And then there was times where I was like, am I in love with her?
Are you a golden gay?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But we were just like close friends and then we're not anymore.
Was she in love with you?
No, no. She was in love with a 27-year-old crack dealer.
So how's her life going these days?
But now she's like very
I bet
good.
Her parents wish she was gay.
I bet they fucking did. They did back then.
Oh, man.
So there was a time when I was like 19, I think, that I was home and so I have two very straight brothers, one older, one younger.
Really?
Like the older one's an engineer, the younger one's an electrician.
Oh my God.
My dad was a gas mechanic. He's retired. Like I come from very straight people.
Yeah. Those are like the straightest fucking jobs
like,
ever.
I like didn't know any gay people except for the liquor store friend's uncle was gay and lived in Brooklyn.
No
and
kidding.
So like when he would come up, he would get wasted and be loudly telling like so her mom has 10 or 9 brothers and sisters. Jeez. And so does her dad.
Those are good odds for somebody being gay in the family.
Yeah, and so they and he was like, Chris Burns is so gay, and I was like 13.
And you're like,
and I remember her when we were like 12 being like, my aunt Sue thinks you're gay.
Oh, not thanks.
And I was like, well, she's an alcoholic, so we all have problems. And then
so 19.
19, my dad calls me and my younger brother in because my older brother was in college or away. I don't remember. But he was like, my dad also knows nothing about technology. He doesn't know what a podcast is. They'll never listen to this.
Okay, good.
And you better not tell them, Caitlin. And he was like, I called Google and I know that somebody was looking at porn on our computer.
I called Google.
I know. And in my head, I'm like,
That's like I've been texting with Instagram.
Truly. And I was like, the fuck, you did not call Google. And I see my little brother like quivering in his boots because I'm like, oh, he thinks that he actually called Google. And I was like, I know you didn't because this would be an entirely different conversation if you had called Google. And I, like, looked at the, like, cachet. Is that how you even say it? I don't know anything about tech.
What's it called? Tay? My girlfriend's here.
Like,
she
the
knows.
Loaded, the stuff that's already
the queue,
loaded?
The cachet? Like, what? The history.
The history. You I know. Guess that's the word.
The cookies?
And somebody even Googling, like, boobs and stuff. And I was like, that's obviously my 12-year-old brother. Like, that wasn't.
Boobs.
Literally, it was like, boobies. And I was like, who the fuck? Like,
so at that point, though, you were like, you knew enough to know, oh, shit, I might be caught now.
Yeah. But even then, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not gay. I'm just fluid. I'm like, bleh. But I hadn't told anyone or anything.
And had you had any, like, a sexual I hate that. I'm like, no. Have you had any sexual experiences?
No, no. I'm, like, very, even now, like, I get more anxious in sexual situations, right? Than anything in the world.
Like, I mean, my girlfriend's gonna love that I say this, and I love her so much, and I think she's the most attractive thing in the entire world, but like, sometimes I am just, I feel like people think that gay people are the, like, we are sexual, yeah, deviants, we are so horny, like, I'm wearing literally a huge purple dildo right now, and I feel like we are kind of, I think we're actually less perverted than straight people.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, Even now, I'm like, I don't, like, care snucks? About, like, it's not a big deal to me, sex stuff. I'm like, I would rather have someone that's rich. No, I'm just kidding. But I would rather, like, have someone that's, like, chill and whatever. That, like, sex just, I don't know.
I mean, sex, so, I'm, like, so embarrassed talking about this. But sex is, like, I used to always think that everybody was lying about sex. Like, when I was married to a man, I was, like, you guys are a bunch of liars or whores. No one likes sex.
You're
this
faking
much.
It.
And I was working for Cosmo Magazine Radio. and then when I met my tailor and we like had like our, I mean, whatever, rendezvous,
yeah,
I was like, oh, hand raised. Sorry.
I get it.
I get it now. It's awesome. That's, when you love somebody, you're super attracted, yeah, to them. So that I understand. But yeah,
that's,
I definitely,
my friend, yeah.
But I do think that there's like this misnomer out there that gay people are like, we're just like sex 24/7. Yeah. And it's like, it's, no, just a small slice of who we are.
Yeah.
And I think that people, when they find out that I'm a lesbian or you're a gay man, it's like, it becomes like 95% of the, yeah, pie. And it's like,
totally,
I'm so busy eating pie.
I'm like, no, I'm like literally eating apple pie. No, I agree. And also, I think online, because I like pretend to be very sexual online and stuff because it's funny.
You do.
But it's not like, I'm like, if you actually think I'm like talking about kicking someone in the teeth and stuff, like, I'm like, it's a joke. Like, that's not me.
So when did you first like have an experience?
I didn't have my first like gay kiss until I moved here. I was 22.
Oh my God. And was it exhilarating?
It was honestly so good. And I will like, we are not at all. I really liked him. I still see him. I actually fucking had to see him today. But he...
Why?
We worked together. And
shut up.
Actually still do.
Shut up.
And if he listens to this, I'll be like, why are you so obsessed with me? because we did have like a big falling out for a while. But at the time, like the first time we kissed, I was like, this, it was the best feeling.
There was like
so
no
good.
Question.
No, I loved it. Like it was, I haven't had a kiss like that since.
That's how I feel about my girlfriend, but I just, yeah, stuck with her.
But well, I tried. I'm also like fucking crazy. So because I think that I am so, like it happens so rare for me that I like feel like that uh-huh, I get crazy and I like can't be cool.
So when I mean, I feel like when I finally, not even finally, when I came out or had a sexual awakening or whatever, I feel like I became a 13-year-old again. And I don't know that I'm out of my adolescence yet. I think I'm more,
same,
like 17 or 18 again,
same,
now.
But that's also like a coming out late thing. I'm like, I didn't get to fucking like,
yeah,
fuck at prom and stuff. Like I didn't,
right,
I didn't get that. I didn't date people. Like, yep, it's not the same thing.
It's not. So I feel like when something like that happens and like especially late in life, it catapults you back to your adolescence.
Yeah. And then you'll talk to like these New York gays that are like, I've been fucking since I was 12. Like I came out when I was 9 years old. And I'm like, well, I'm sure your mother Persephone was very supportive, but like I don't come from here.
Persephone. oh, okay. So when you did come out to your family, what was that like?
I came out to my best friend that owned the liquor store. We were at an Outback Steakhouse and I literally said
only
to her,
only the best for this moment.
Literally only the best.
Did you
and
have
I remember sitting waiting for a table being like, I have to say it. Like it just hit me.
Were you nervous?
In that moment.
Was it premeditated or was it spur of the moment?
No, like I think I obviously was getting more and more miserable.
You're like, this restaurant's amazing.
Like I like looked around and I was like, wow, I've never been harder. That steak is. No, because I was away at Oneonta. We were like home for summer. It was like between junior and senior year. And so maybe I was 21. I guess I was 21 actually.
Damn.
When I came out. So I was wasted the first time I got done. No, I'm just kidding. But we sat at the table and I like could feel like it just hit me. I was like, I have to say it or I'm going to like die.
Right.
And so I was like, wouldn't it be weird if you were a lesbian?
No.
And she like totally has known I was gay since we were 6 years
old. So she knew exactly
what
you were
doing.
And
she's been like prying for a long time. Right. And I would always
wouldn't
be like,
wouldn't it be weird if you were a
and
lesbian?
And she was like, no, it would just, I would just be a lesbian. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I think I'm gay. And she was like, oh my God, thank fucking God. her literal words were, okay, I think I'm going to get the steak. Like as her way of being like, obviously.
Yep. And next.
And then I was like, I guess like I have to tell my parents. I don't know what to do. Like, don't tell people yet. You can tell our friends because we like had four close friends and I just didn't want to tell people. And then I dropped her off at her house and my phone rang and it was her mom sobbing, being like, I'm so happy for you.
Oh, stop.
And I was like, oh, now I really have to tell my parents because yep. if they hear it through the grapevine, they're going to freak out. And then my,
describe the
her
feeling.
Dad messaged me.
Stop.
And then her aunt messaged me.
You told like, her not to tell anybody but friends.
And this is also like exactly what I knew she would do. And so then the next, I like didn't sleep at all that night because I was like, I have to tell my parents. So the next morning, my mom was gardening, like pulling weeds, and I had to go to work at the liquor store because it was the summer. And she was like, what are you doing? You're going to be late, because I was like pacing. And so I was like, I think I'm gay. And then started crying, obviously. Oh. And then she like hugged me and was like, seems like something you've been thinking about for a while. And I was like, yeah, you can tell
Dad
and my brothers.
And she's like, mm-mm.
And she was like, okay, like we don't talk about stuff either. Like it's not like we are very open about emotions in general.
Okay.
So like to come out about something like that is very, like my brother didn't bring anyone home until he brought the woman he's married to now.
Got it.
Like we're very like that. And I went to work, came home, like obviously terrified.
Yep.
And then
your dad's like, I talked to Google again.
No, my dad was actually very chill. He came upstairs to the room that I shared with my little brother. And he was like, so mom told me. And I was like, told you what? And he was like, that you're gay? Because my dad is exactly like me, only like straighter and meaner.
Straighter and meaner.
Like he says hilarious, like he'll say the meanest shit, but it's so funny that I'm like, I get it. It's funny.
Hey guys, just a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, Away. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of myself that Away is sponsoring this podcast because I bow down to the brand that is Away. They're so freaking awesome. So Away, if you didn't know, it's a luggage company and they use super high quality materials but offer a much lower price compared to other brands because they cut out the middleman and they sell directly to you. They are geniuses and we need their minds. I also love their bags because they're super durable and they're also super lightweight and they're just friggin' amazing. So they have a variety of colors and four sizes. They have the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. I like the carry-ons. I have the carry-on and the bigger carry-on because I don't like to check my luggage, but that's just like my thing. And gorgeous colors. I have one in navy and one in green, and they're just like, mwah, beautiful. I love Away for many reasons. I'm going to just give you a handful of them. Their carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines, and they fit so much stuff. It's like Mary Poppins' bag. It's like, how did you fit all that in there? Also, I'm going to sound like a super nerd, but I really mean this genuinely. It has a really smooth glide to it. Don't make fun of me. So I was, you know, married and we were rich. And so we always had like the highest like luxury luggage. And I'm telling you, I still have a couple of those bags from, you know, the divorce, whatever. I'm 50-50, right? And I much prefer the Away bag to any of those like super expensive brands. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that like the glide, the traveling of it is so much better. And that's because they have four 360 degree spinners. I'm telling you, traveling with an Away bag, it's like next level travel experience. You're not like dragging a bag behind you. You're like pushing it like next to you as if you're like equals. And then I love the removable, washable laundry bag that keeps dirty clothes separate from clean clothes. Cause like I'm obsessed with my clothes and it's just a thing I have. And it's like, oh wait, are you in my brain or what? because I've never seen that before with a bag. They like think of all the details. And speaking of which, it has a friggin' charger in it. Girl, hello. So the company was actually founded by two friends from New York who found themselves at JFK. Ugh, what an airport. With dead phones, delayed flights. And then they thought, oh my God, ding, 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 luggage with power. Thus, the Away carry-on was born. And I'm telling you, that charger has saved my ass so many times. So there was one time my phone was super dead when I got to the airport. I was freaking out. I had like 20% left. And I was looking for, like, I wanted to have a drink and get some food, but like, there was no outlets at the restaurant. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna have to like leave this restaurant or like find an outlet in the restaurant. This is a pain in my ass. And then I was like, wait a second. My bag is a charger. So saved my butt then. And it was so amazing. And also, I have been known more than once to pull out my luggage when I'm on the train. My parents live in Boston, so I take the train from New York to Boston all the time. I always have to be in an aisle seat, so I have to like plug in over a stranger. Super awkward, but not with my Away bag. I just put my bag down and I plug my tablet into my actual bag. My tablet's like on its last leg, so it's always dying, so it has to always be plugged in, which is super crazy. But with the Away bag, it's so easy. I'm telling you, geniuses. And both sizes of carry-on are actually able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. And guess what? A single charge of the Away carry-on, like battery, will charge your phone 5 times. Hello! Amazing. And as if that wasn't good enough, lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they'll fix it or replace it for life. 100-day trial. Live with it, vibe with it, travel with it. And if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund. No questions asked. And free shipping on any Away order within the lower 48 states. Hello, what are you waiting for? Join the club. And right now, we're going to hook you up. So for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/TOT and use promo code TOT during checkout. Again, for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/TOT and use promo code TOT during checkout. And now back to the podcast.
And he was like, can you just do me a favor and have sex with both for a while? Because when she decides, you can't go back.
Wait, can we like write a book about the, let's just like talk to all of our gay friends. And it's like the crazy shit that your parents say when you tell them that you're gay. Cause they always listen. I mean, unless you have like, what was it? Persephone as a mother. Yeah. Like most parents, it's like, maybe they have an inkling, but like, that's not what they expected. Or exactly. If they're straight, then they don't know how to like guide you. Yeah. I think that that's the thing actually that freaks them out the most. This is like an epiphany right now, is that they're like, oh shit, I haven't lived that. I don't know how to like guide you through this. But I think most parents' reaction is it's they always say something that's like really hysterical and super non-PC.
Because that's what I was like, that is okay. Like I literally was like, okay.
So my mom goes like this about Taylor. What if you guys were just best friends? Like that.
You're like, well, we kind of are. We just also
have sex. So I said to my mom, well, why are you and dad just best friends?
Oh, that's a good comeback.
I know. I was shocked I was able to do that in the moment. But yeah.
And she was like, we are. We haven't had sex for years.
She's like, same. You guys copy.
She's like, no, trust me. And so that was like, I guess the best response I could have gotten. And then,
Your brothers were just
Very like, easy. Obviously. My brothers were like, yeah, duh. Like, did not care at all. And then we really never spoke about it again until like 2 years later. Yep. I got a text from my mom she called me, but I was very high. And so I texted her being like, what's up? And she said, my brother saw on Facebook that she's like, your brother.
My heart just went to my butt because I know.
Yep. She was like, your brother said something about you coming out on Facebook. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, he said something about you coming out on Facebook. And I was like, Mom, I told you I was gay fucking 2 years ago.
This is something that also happens with
us. I was like, it was the worst day of my life. And she's like, oh, okay. We just didn't know that the decision was final, but we just want you to be happy.
This is another thing that parents
But
do.
Also, do you know what the fucking thing he
they
saw on Facebook
was? They think you're on like a gay trial for a while. It's like, bitch, if I'm coming out, it is real.
The trial has been done. Like, they have my credit card number. I'm getting charged by the month.
You're
They're
like,
free.
I've been a subscriber for two whole years. Free trial
the
over.
The post he saw was, the best part about being gay is the white wine spritzers, is what he saw
Oh, social media. Yeah. What a motherfucker.
But now it's fine. I mean, now they have to deal with me, like, being dressed as a woman all the time.
Okay, yeah. So when did you go? Because, I mean, you're, that 21, that's late, you know? Yeah. So how, like, when did you move to the city? Was the city kind of like this, like, I don't know, like secret key to like your gay garden?
It really was. So I mean, I had come out already, but I still didn't really like know gay people. Yeah.
Yeah. You weren't like, you didn't have like a boyfriend.
Yeah, no.
You didn't have like a bajillion exclusive gay friends.
No, I like had no gay friends. I didn't.
You were like, there's that phase too where you're like the token gay where like you come out and everyone's like, or like, oh, we knew. But like being gay as a single person and being gay in a relationship actively a part of the community, it's like different.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I came out, or what am I talking about? I took a class at UCB.
Okay.
Because at the time they were like thriving. And it was a 1 week class over the summer. I was still living in Albany and my uncle lived in Greenwich, Connecticut.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to take this. Yeah, very. and I was like, I'm going to take this class and just stay with him. And then like, it was like an all day thing. And then on the second to last day of the class, the friend from the liquor store called me that I had won employee of the month at the liquor store.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And it came with a fucking $500 bonus. Is
See,
that
this is
wild?
Why, this is why their business is his biggest target.
True. I'm
they
like,
know how
and
to
you
treat
know,
their employees.
Literally, and your bitch is still on the plaque hanging on the wall. And I was like, thank you so much. Can you deposit that for me? And also tell them I quit because I'm just going to live here. And that's literally what I did. And I got a job like answering the phones at a restaurant on Craigslist in Chelsea, which like completely changed my whole, everyone that works there is gay.
Yes.
Or did work
Everyone
there.
That lives there, walks there.
Like everyone
shops
gay.
There, eats there is gay.
Truly. And so it was like I had been thrown into
and was
this whole big gay world.
Exciting or was it like overwhelming? Did it meet your expectations? Because like now you're in
it
like
was,
the
yeah.
land of plenty.
It was like, I was like so drunk all the time, like experimenting with like sexually and with drugs and like doing things at the time, which I've like completely grown out of that phase.
Yep.
But I do think that like those 2 years were very like necessary. Those were like my fucking
idiot
teen
prom
years.
Yeah.
And then so I was working, I still work for the restaurant actually. So like doing different things. But
are
it's
you
been
employee
like 7 years. You know, they did a program like 5 years ago and I was, they did it for 2 months, I think. And it came with fucking jack shit.
You're like, Albany's way fucking better.
Literally. I'm like, I got $500 at a fucking liquor store. And then I did a show at UCB. So I was friends with Elise Morales, who works at Betches as well.
And for anyone who doesn't know, what is UCB?
Upright Citizens Brigade. It's like a comedy.
It's like fucking
thing.
Major. Here, give me your glass. Look at you, put some more Prosecco.
You.
You're welcome, darling.
And so Elise and I have been friends for years. We met like doing stand up, actually.
So comedy was like, that was what you came here for.
Yeah. And so I had like in college, I changed my major 5 times. Like, I didn't know.
Were you ever like musical theater? That's such a stereotype. Sorry. Just
no,
asking.
No, I wasn't.
I was.
Because, I mean, I wanted to, but my parents were helping me. So like I had some loans, but my parents were helping if I went to a SUNY and I was an RA, so I didn't have to pay room and board.
Oh, smart.
But I was like, if I ever told them I want to be in musical theater, they would be like, get the fuck out. Oh, you're going to major in musical theater at SUNY Oneonta? Okay, see you on Broadway. Cynthia Erivo, thank you.
So when did you get hooked up with Betches?
So I was in a show for Elise, wrote a show that was at UCB called Keeping Up with the Kardashians, episode 666, The Heir to Kardashian Manor.
Shut up.
And it was about the Kardashians inheriting a haunted house. And Elise is like, do you want to...
Who'd you play?
Be Kim. And it was like so bizarre because it was just like all... Everything else was cast like normal, but then I was Kim.
Was that the first time you were drag?
And so I had done like little things, but nothing at all.
Cause you were like, first of all, you are such a, like, you are a sexy woman in drag.
Thank you so much.
But you're also like such a fucking handsome brooding man.
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so Elise, I had like my friend do my makeup at that show. Cause it took me a long time to get to where I am now with makeup. And she had been working full-time at Betches at the time. So she invited the girls and Hannah Burner.
Yep.
And so they were there and they saw me and then they asked Elise to get my information.
Because you were just fucking a star.
And then I also was like, It took me like months to give the information because she emailed me again being like, seriously, send the information. But they didn't have anything like what I was doing. Like, you know how people are always like, oh no, you have to like hook up with my friend. I'm like, this is a waste of time because they're never going to reach out. Right. And I'm like tired.
At this point, were they like bitches? Yes.
So they were still, they didn't like have the office. They were like in a WeWork at the time, but they were still very
powerful. Like they still had like,
yeah, 15 full-time people.
Yeah. Like a legit business, yeah. Like boss bitches.
And so then I sent them the thing, and Hannah, the first video we did was Types of Girls at Brunch.
I feel like I remember that one.
And it was, and back then we did like, Hannah would wear my wigs and sit across the table so that it looked like I was, like the other girls were there. And we did it like on her parents' roof, and it got like 2 million views in the first couple of...
What did that feel like?
And I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And then I started getting more followers.
Yep.
And then we started doing more videos. And then it was last New Year's Eve. I was like, my goal... So New Year's Eve, when it was turning to 2018.
Uh-huh.
I was like, my goal is to get 10,000 before midnight. Or before 2018. And it hit like exact... It was like 11:30 at night, I hit 10,000.
Ugh.
And I just hit like 54,000 today.
I know, bitch. You're passing
but
me.
But I also think it's only because of my hand. So people are like, why? It's a good handle.
It's genius.
Like a lot of it is the handle, I think.
So, hey, doll, we're just taking a quick break to talk about one of our new sponsors, Scentbird. I love Scentbird. So for me, there's no greater feeling than someone, whether it's like a stranger or a friend, coming up to me and like, oh my God, you smell amazing. What are you wearing? I need it in my life. Sadly, that hasn't happened to me recently because I haven't really been trying scents a lot lately for a few reasons. I get migraines if I smell too many of them, like at the department store. So that's just like not a fun activity. Also, I find that like you can't spray more than once and like get a real feel for it. So like you're either covered in like 15 different scents and you smell cray cray, or you don't really get like a real sense of the smell on your skin. And quite frankly, perfumes and colognes are way too expensive to buy the whole bottle only to get home and find out like, ugh, I don't even like this. That's the worst feeling in the world. But thanks to Scentbird, I can get my fragrance groove back because it's a monthly subscription and you get to try all these different scents for a fraction of the price. So Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfume and colognes, and it's a great way to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle. Hello, exactly what I was looking for my whole life. They have more than 450 designer brands for you to choose from. Prada, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, and my personal favorite, Tom Ford. So thanks to Scentbird, I was able to fall in love with Tom Ford. So Black Orchid is the fragrance that I tested out. And quite frankly, I would have never bought the whole bottle. It's really expensive, but I heard a lot of really good things about it. And I actually smelled a girl. She was in like, I think I was at a bagel place near my house. And if you can smell better than the bagels in the bagel store, girl, you got something going on. So I asked her what it was. She said Black Orchid. I checked out the Tom Ford and I'm like, forget it. Tom Ford's too expensive. But thanks to Scentbird, I was able to, for my month, try out Tom Ford Black Orchid, and I love it. One little spray goes a long way, just like heads up about that. It's definitely strong, but it's like it's spicy and dark and sexy and seductive, and I really use it as like a special occasion fragrance. I have an everyday, but this is like my special occasion, like sexy time fragrance. And like I said, I would have never found it if it wasn't for Scentbird. Scentbird is like fragrance dating. And my favorite thing is you choose a perfume that you want to try for that month. They send you a 30-day supply. You get a vial that has like 120 sprays, and I'm telling you, it's like literally enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. So it's even more than you need. Date your fragrances, baby. You don't have to commit. It's so crazy. I can't believe they didn't think of this sooner. Anyway, right now we have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 to try your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com/Taylor and use my code Taylor for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/Taylor, TAYLOR, for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Ladies, peoples, sign on and smell amazing. And now back to the podcast.
The handle, again, just to reiterate, is @FatCarrieBradshaw. When did you get that handle? How did you come up with it?
fucking genius. I'm fucking jealous of you.
So I didn't watch Real Sex in the City. Like, what? I saw clips, but I watched it when I moved here. I like.
Did you watch it on E? Because it's different.
No, because growing up, I like didn't. I saw episodes on E when my parents were like asleep, and I would like be able to
sneak it. Which one are you, by the way? I mean, are you
I call myself a Carrie, but honestly, I mean, I will actually like. I don't want to brag, but I'm fucking a Carrie.
I know, because it's like. All foursomes of girls, it's like, which one are you? And it's like, you're not ever allowed to claim that you're the Carrie.
But like, I am. And I was like drunk, I think, one night, like kind of drunk. And it just like hit me, fat Carrie Bradshaw.
It's so fucking genius.
And I like couldn't believe it hadn't been taken.
Yep.
And it was so good. And honestly, it's truly the best move I've ever made.
It's so, so, so good.
Thank you so much. Like, honestly, I'm like, wow, that is the literal best thing you've ever done for yourself was fat Carrie Bradshaw.
So you're hooked up with Betches. You're doing comedy.
Yeah.
You're doing drag.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot.
Yeah.
You're living your best life.
I am. So I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a lot of shows. I had a show every night last week, which was.
Damn.
Good, because it's a lot. And also people forget like the doing drag. It takes like fucking 2 hours.
I can't even.
Before. And so
ready.
I'm like fucking exhausted. And people are like, can you just do this little bit on my show? For I'm like, no, I'm not going to shave my chest to say 2 words on your show. But thank you.
Wait, when did you guys start the podcast? So you're like in with Betches.
Yes. So I had been doing things with them for a while and they started doing more podcast stuff. And sorry, is that food from Westville?
Yeah, would you like some?
No, that's where I work. I saw the packaging.
Shut the
I
fuck up.
I literally saw the packaging.
Which
and I
one?
Was like,
wait, do you want to give away the location of where you work?
I work at literally all of them. I'm the only one that works at all of them. So every week I work usually between 3 or 4 of them.
Stop.
So find me.
I love Westville.
I literally saw the packaging and I was like, that is totally Westville. Also, they better pay me for this free advertisement. I'm giving
like,
them.
Literally. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
If I was like going to be killed, the mac and cheese is the best, but
really?
You can only eat it like once every 2 months
because
it's so heavy.
Right.
But I eat like literally it's the only food I've eaten for 7 years.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I love their fucking mushrooms.
Oh, I love the mushrooms.
So
too.
Delish.
No, truly. I literally can't believe I saw that packaging.
No, guys, and let's be clear, it wasn't a bag that said Westville. It was the Tupperware.
It was the Tupperware from Westville. I literally came from there this morning. What were we even talking about?
We were talking about the podcast, how it started.
Oh, yeah.
And how you're Westville's voice of the month.
Now I am, bitch.
Oh, fuck, yes.
The girls wanted to do something for, like, their gay audience.
Which is so fucking
and
smart.
And so they asked Brian if he thought I would be interested, because Brian is, like, the senior video producer there. And he texted me. I was like, hell yeah. I had done a podcast, like, years ago that, like, we produce, like, you know, people.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But this, I was like, yeah, you're going to, like, do it. I don't have to pay someone to produce a podcast. Amazing.
And also, God, the Betches studio is so great.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we started doing it last June because it came out for Pride last year.
It's
and we've
so
done
good.
It every week. We've never missed a week.
Why the title? I feel it's very intriguing. Very intriguing.
We like had a couple of different titles at the time, and I think Everyone's Gay. They were all like around Everyone's Gay, like something like Everyone's Gay.
Yep. Do we think that everybody is a little scotch of gay?
I think that, I mean, I'm sure no, but maybe.
I think how about this? I think a great portion of the population, even though like being heterosexual is like super mainstream, I do think that a lot of people have a proclivity, maybe it's towards bisexuality or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the perfect example.
Yeah.
I was like as straight and prude as they come.
Yeah.
And now I'm like living my big gay lesbian life.
That's what I mean. I'm sure if there wasn't like such a stigma around what being gay meant, there would be more people that just acted on the feelings they have.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Well, when I look back, I'm like, well, Yeah, I really liked Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants because of Blake Lively. But I just always thought I wanted to be the girls. Like, I was like, she's so beautiful. And I wish I could skin her and wear her like Silence of the Lambs. I didn't realize it was like maybe like in a like infatuation.
Yeah, I had a friend actually who was saying something similar where she, this guy who she thought was gay, like kept telling her he had a crush on her. And one night she was like, no, you don't. You just want to be me. Like, she's like, you don't love me.
Yes.
You want to be who I am.
But see, that's what kept me closeted for all those years. I was like, I just want to be everybody but myself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait.
It's crazy.
Maybe I do like me and I want to have sex with women.
Truly. I mean, I have people in the closet, like, God bless. Get
I
out.
I know, right?
It's so much better on the other side.
What do you think, though, about this, like, idea of, like, coming out? Because, like, you told your story. I have a, like, I understand your story. It's so private and difficult and personal. But what do you think about people who are, like, masquerading as, like, heterosexual people, married to straight people, families? I mean, do you feel, like, sad for them? Or do you feel like that's fucked up? Like, live your truth.
I feel sad for them. Because I'm, like... I mean, obviously you're doing that for a reason and like there is something to be said, like, especially people like that are like rude. I'm like, no, like how gay people are often given like this stigma of being like weak and dramatic. I'm like, no, we're actually like have gone through things that you can't imagine.
Coming out is one of the hardest things. I'm divorced, okay? And I also work in radio, which is very difficult.
Yeah. Early fucking too.
I mean, getting a divorce, that's like a major life thing, right? That was 10,000 times easier than coming out to my family, to my friends, and on the air to my audience, which is like the most important / scariest.
Yeah.
It's tied with my family. But it's like, I mean, think about if you had to claim something so private and personal to like everyone you're from that you're related to, everybody that's in your life, and everyone potentially in the future.
Yeah.
That's like, are you at a place now though where like you don't have to come out anymore?
No, I'm at the place
the
where
nail
I'm
polish
like,
says it.
No, and if someone like doesn't know I'm gay, I'm like, you're an idiot. Like I don't even think I don't bat two lashes, fake lashes.
Because
I'm like, are you kidding? Like, you know, get a clue. I feel bad because people, I don't know. I remember when Ricky Martin came out, I was like, I just can't do that. I can't like wait that long. I can't live like this until then. And that's literally like Ricky Martin was such like an inspiration of me coming out because I was like, I can't do that. And I don't know. It's just so crazy that people still have to like
come out,
be concerned about it.
I have like a secret gay person dream where we're like living a time when like coming out's like not even a thing. Like we'll like tell our kids like, and when I came out and they're like, when you what? That's so stupid.
I
like,
know.
Because it's like, why would you even have to do that? But do you think we'll see that in our lifetime?
I don't know. I mean, obviously that would be ideal, but like, I don't think we will. Maybe the generation behind us.
Do you think that coming out's like super important? Like, would you hate to see that go away?
No. I don't think, because it was the worst. Like, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Right?
Because the thing is, and people are so quick to, like, judge parents and judge people that, like, aren't immediately accepting. But the thing is,
which
like,
is so
I
unfair.
Had my whole life to reason and, like, realize and come to terms. And, like, my parents had
a split second.
Had 1 second to, you know, and it's not like I didn't come from a place where there was a ton of gay people. So no, they didn't know I was gay before because they didn't know what that looked like.
Right.
Like, yeah, maybe they thought I was different or like effeminate, but they never thought he's gay because they didn't literally know any gay people. Like my dad actually has a lesbian cousin, I think, but
everyone
would just be like,
blame her.
Like literally they're like, it's Anita's fault.
I know my parents like looking around like, which one of you in this family is gay and lying about
truly.
It?
Truly. And now even I'll be like, there's someone else. Like I'm always like, there's gotta be something else going on here. I cannot be the only one.
Okay. So, the podcast is phenomenal. You guys make sure to check it out. It's called Everyone's Gay. It's so good. And I mean, just from being on it one time, I see the impact that you have on people's lives. So like, yes, you're funny. Yes, you're entertaining. But like, it's also, it's important.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's actually crazy the messages that we've been getting.
What's like the most standout one that you can share with us?
We get tons of like, oh, I live in this small town and I don't know any gay people. So I like listen to you guys and I feel like whatever and I think I'm gonna try moving here and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. And we also actually get a lot of like young moms that have moved to the suburbs.
Oh, really?
Who are like, I used to live in the city and I like had so many gay friends and it was so amazing. And now I like listen to you guys while I'm doing laundry because it like reminds me of my friends back before.
I love that.
Which is great.
So what's like the dream? Like you're in a pretty fucking good place right now. Yeah. But like what is the Chris Burns like? This is what the picture, full picture looks like.
I would love to, like, obviously not have to work at a fucking restaurant anymore. No tea, no shade. I already gave you a free commercial.
That's a fucking live read right there.
But I am really happy with how things have been going because I feel like I have been working at it for like 7 years. And in the past year is when it's like kind of starting to take off. I had a meeting with agents a couple weeks ago.
Let's talk about that meeting.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
So
this industry is so fucking brutal, right?
So it's just like, if you can do this, you can do anything. Honestly, I'm like just getting rejected and literally.
You know what? There's so many gay people in this industry because we coming out is the hardest thing in the world. Yeah. And the second hardest thing is being in the entertainment
business. And also, I love drama. You know,
it's a trifecta.
So I met with this agency and it was for actually because I do writing too. So I like write a lot of the Betches videos that I do.
I didn't know that.
And that's always what I like came to the city wanting to be a writer. And then when I started.
No, honey, you are a star. You
well,
are
when
a
I started performing, I was like, never mind. but I do like I love writing my own stuff and then performing that.
So you do a lot of characters.
Yeah.
For Betches. You play like a lot of different variations of women.
Yeah.
Can you say that there's one character that you've played that's like your stand up most favorite? Or is there like a repeat that is like
there
the love
one,
of your life?
There was one named Crystal who we had years or not years ago, but we had her and she had an advice column called Ask Crystal and she was just like a trash bag. And I really loved her. I really like connect to.
Was she?
I really connect to like Walmart. Like that's, you know what I mean?
Where's that come from?
I grew up outside of Albany and I went to college in Oneonta.
Is are your characters based on girls that you know?
A lot of the time, or girls I hear on the subway, or girls like that come into the restaurant.
So first of all, I used to go to Westfield all the time with like one of the bitchiest girls in the world who was like my best friend. She was like just the pits, but so beautiful, you know? And I feel like she could have easily been one of your inspirations.
I've seen it's always the girls that are like, should we, oh my God, are you looking at the fries show? Should we split fries? Oh my God, Stephanie, no, we did fries last night. And it's always like this insane. I'm like, bitch, like you just had 16 vodka sodas. The calories are.
Yeah, it's null and void. Wait, if you're going to do a me girl, what would she sound like? He's like, please don't make me do this.
No, we would have to. I need time. I need time. I could do it, but I need
for me to
time.
Love you and not hate you afterwards.
I need, like, I'm like, it has to be good, you know?
Okay, fine. We'll work on it.
But I want to do more acting and like, so I also have a web series that I've been doing with my best lesbian friend for a while called Straight Marriage, where it's, we're a straight married couple, basically.
but as gay people.
So we're like the whole series, it's kind of like meta that we're supposed to be gay actors playing a straight couple, but we very much advertise it as like, if we don't play straight people, who's going to do it? Like the world needs a straight love story. And so we're like, I do other things with her too. So like, I do like acting in general and comedy. Basically, I just like want to be
famous,
a gay Tina Fey. Like
fuck
I want
yes.
my own show. I want the fucking Emmy, you know, I'm not going to pretend.
What's more important for real? If you had to pick fame or money and you couldn't get one, didn't come with the other.
I mean, I would have to say money because I'm in so much debt. Like I'm like, if the universe is listening, I need money. but ideally both, obviously.
Ideally, no. I think in this business, one comes with the other.
I love you. Thank you so much.
I think you must have to come back on.
Oh my God, I would love.
I'm also drunk, so.
Me too. I've been drunk since 1997.
But you got employee of the month.
But I got employee of the month.
What?
See, I told you I'm drunk. I'm doing Cardi B impressions.
You guys, make sure to check out Chris everywhere. Follow him on Instagram at Fat Carrie Bradshaw. Also, check out all the amazing Betches videos. He stars, and you are their star.
Oh, thank
you. At Betches. And of course, you always like repost your favies.
Yes, they are the best. They're the only reason I have any of the things I have.
I love them. I worship them. I think they're fab. And of course, listen to Everyone's Gay podcast. It's at Everyone's Gay on Instagram. And when do new episodes come out?
So they usually come on iTunes on Monday, and okay, we usually promote Monday or Tuesday, but they'll be there Monday mornings.
And then also, don't sleep on chrisburnsisastar.com.
Yeah, check that out. And if you know a website designer that wants to work for free.
You guys, that's it for us this week on Taste of Taylor. Join us next week when we'll have another fabulous tastemaker, influencer, Bravo celebrity, or celebrity. Thank you so much. And you guys, make sure to please, please subscribe. And thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the show. I don't know where you do that, but please do it. Wait, I feel like you're probably better than I am.
You can do it on anywhere you listen, but probably on iTunes or on what is it even called? Podcast? The podcast app that everyone listens.
We're so good at this.
The app you're listening to on your iPhone. If you're not, then I mean, good for you for staying in 2006.
Yeah, just like listen.
Yeah, rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. Share it with your friends and family, guys. We'll be back next week with another one. Thanks so much. Bye, girl. Bye. Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrecker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, and listen live or on demand.